This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart. Heart to Heart, and I am Sibongile Mofokeng, and yes, I am with you. Give you the sound of Tamela Mann sorting out a little few things, a little glitches right there. And I'm back with Pastor Lufuno Nyakota. The time is exactly 24 minutes just before 1 on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Let me greet Muruti again. Muruti, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Bungile, and how are you? Greetings to the family.
We are doing very well. Welcome, Muruti. It is such an honor to be talking to you again today. Where we are going to focus on something that, you know, we never paid really attention to it. I think most of us, when we're talking nightmares, we are thinking, ah, no, man, it's normal. It's common. It's okay. It's something that is experienced by children mostly. And most of us don't want to even admit that we as adults are also experiencing some nightmares in our lives. And I was just sharing with the family earlier on that there is a research that says that since COVID-19, a whole lot of people are experiencing nightmares since COVID-19. And they are, you know, connecting that to people losing their jobs, people losing their monies, their possessions, people losing quite a number of things. And so they are connecting it to that, you know, that with the hardships that came with COVID. And that's why we have lots and lots of people who are experiencing these. Although it goes back to saying a whole lot of our children are experiencing nightmares. So, Muruti, thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to be talking to these. Let us talk about who, or let me start with what brings about nightmares.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity to share this information with the family. Maybe to come back to the pointers that you just made. Yes, it's true. This is a serious condition that we hardly talk about. One can say it's not as popular as compared to other conditions that we normally talk about. However, coming back to your question, nightmare is basically the word which is derived from Old English, nay. In this, this time the nay is not from the context of a horse. It is from the context of a mythological demon, which was believed to be tormenting people with frightening dreams. That's the origin of this word, nightmare.
So it's the history of the word nightmare.
Nightmare, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, but basically, nightmare is also known as a bad dream, you know, an unpleasant dream that can cause a strong emotional response from the mind. In this case, typically fear, despair, anxiety, and great sadness. However, psychologists differentiate between nightmares and bad dreams to say, with bad dreams, people would remain asleep throughout the night or throughout their sleep, whereas with nightmares, they can awake, they get awakened after the episode. So in simple terms, a nightmare can be defined as a disturbing dream which is associated with negative feelings like anxiety or fear that makes you awake during that dream.
So there is no way that one can have a nightmare while they are awake?
No. They should be sleeping. They should okay. be. They should be in their sleep. And mm-hmm. then, it's just that the question would be when. It was maybe it comes back to the issue of when does one experience nightmares.
Okay.
Remember, basically, sleeping has got five stages. There's something very interesting here.
mm-hmm.
The first stage is what we call the wake stage. It's when you are lying down, but you are still very much conscious of your surroundings. That's stage number one. You can hear everything. You can hear voices of people. Yeah, you are still awake, but you are in your sleep. And the second stage is the one that we call N1, like your National Road 1,
okay.
from Cape to Cairo. And the N, in this case, stands for non-rapid eye movement.
Okay.
So it's non-rapid eye movement stage 1. That's where now your eyes are closed and, they are not moving. And
the eyeballs are not moving, yeah.
Yes, it gets followed by N2, then N3, then your REM. So REM is basically your rapid eye movement. So
that is stage 5, REM.
REM, yes, it's rapid eye movement. It is believed that you are more likely to have a nightmare if in the second half of your night or your sleep, and they usually occur during the stage of sleep known as rapid eye movement. That's the last stage of sleeping.
Rapid eye movement.
Yes. It is said that 75% of sleep is spent in the stage N1 to N3, with the majority in N2 stage. So in this case, you are sleeping, however, there is that rapid eye movement. You are in that stage where, yes. That's how scientifically it is stated to say nightmares occurs at stage 5.
Okay, I've heard of people, Muriti, who would say something like they experience nightmares when they feel the sleep coming, like they are not yet asleep. I think they are still in the wake stage, and they feel something like their bodies are freezing. They can't do anything. They can't move their lips. They can't move their limbs. They can't move. Then what is that? Is it still a nightmare? Because apparently, scientifically, it will come between what? N2 and what? And even at the rapid eye movement period, right?
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes. That, I once experienced that. I remember having visited this other guy, it was some years back, and then he just said he was coming, and he left me in his one Rondavel house hut, if he had. Then out of the blue, it was during the day, I just fell, sleepy, and in no time I felt that I was struggling. But my eyes were closed. I tried to open my eyes. I couldn't open them. It's like I was fighting something. And it was well during the day. So one wouldn't rule away that could have been a nightmare. Because, remember, scientists are not saying in either of these stages of sleep, nightmares wouldn't happen. They are just cautiously
most likely to happen during the others. Okay. It is said that children are more, according to the research again, children are more legible to having them almost daily. Do we know why? Is it true as well?
Basically, nightmares are common in children. They're saying children between 5 and 12 years have got 20 to 30% chance of experiencing nightmares. But if you bring it down to adults as well, they're saying between 8 and 30%, but which is more into the girls than the boys. However, with children, the most appropriate reason would be related to how then they are able to handle frightening things or things that frighten them. So because children are children, when you compare an adult with a child, we would be exposed to the similar circumstance or occurrence. And you find that because I'm an adult, I'm able to handle that well compared to a child. I believe that is the most appropriate reason to bet.
Okay, so now when it comes to the spiritual side, is there a spiritual side to nightmares? I mean, you mentioned that the origin of the word nightmare also mentions a mythical demon that brings about terrifying dreams. So when we're looking into the spiritual as Christians and the experience that we have with nightmares, where a person says, I was running but I was not moving, I was falling but I was not getting to the end of the thing, I couldn't move my body, my lips couldn't speak, and I know somebody who said, I trained my body that whenever I would have a nightmare, I've trained my spirit, my soul or spirit, whatever, to scream the name of Jesus during that time, you know, until my body can respond. I know somebody who said that as well. So do we have a spiritual background to this? What spiritually nightmares, when you're looking in the spiritual side of that, of nightmares, what can we say about them spiritually?
I believe, because personally, having experienced that, I believe spiritually that there's a link to what one can do, because the time I had that experience, realizing that I couldn't open my eyes, I couldn't open my mouth, my voice couldn't come out, I just decided to whisper the name of Jesus. And in the process, that's how I regained my strength and consciousness, full consciousness. I woke up from that chair because I was actually tilting my head against the chair that I was sitting on. And now, that brings us to then the issue of identifying different kinds of dreams and not ignoring the causes thereof, of nightmares. Because now we know that there are different kinds of dreams. They're basically natural dreams or your ordinary dreams, which come based on what you were exposed to. You know, probably you saw something scary during the day or before you slept, and when you went to bed, then you developed a nightmare. That could be naturally linked to what you saw prior to you getting into bed. And then obviously you have prophetic dreams, you have soul dreams that reveal your emotions, and spiritual warfare dreams. Then, having said that, you cannot relax and say, this happens to people because now we've got nightmares. And we also have what we call nightmares disorder. The nightmares do happen to a lot of people. But now the disorder thereof becomes a problem, because that's where now these nightmares are happening frequently or regularly. It's not a once-off event where you would recall to say, oh, 15 years ago, this once happened to me. Now, you are regularly experiencing these things. Then that becomes a problem, where now it's either one needs to deal with it prayerfully so, and even otherwise, where you would need your counseling, your medical attention.
Maruti, I've heard of people who say they experience these dreams even when they didn't see anything scary. There are people who have disciplined themselves and decided, I'm no longer watching scary movies. I'm no longer watching even on social media platforms everywhere. I'm a sensitive viewer. People call themselves sensitive viewers. And so they cut out all these other things that are surrounding, you know, the reason why, or that can bring about the reason why they're experiencing nightmares. But now you find that the person still experiences nightmares. Yes. So should we have a need for any concerns, especially even with our children? I have Natasha Barnes, who's tuned in, our queen, who says her daughter is experiencing this a lot. And so should that be a point of concern for us?
Yes, it should, because this brings us to the issue of causes. Because having mentioned one, which relates to either watching scary movies or reading, then some of the factors that contribute to one experiencing nightmares would be, number one, your stress, or I would rather say number two, because I've already mentioned the issue with movies, maybe the horror movies or anything that is scary for that matter, any story that is scary. Now, if you are stressed, that on its own can lead to nightmares. It depends on how that kind of stress is managed. I usually tell people that stress is good to a certain extent. And I give examples to how our roads are, you know, structured. You know, these traffic lights or the robots bring some form of stress. The hills, the mountains, the traffic itself, when you are going to and fro, you know, that gives some form of stress. But that kind of stress, it's a good one. Because in a way, as a driver, these stressors keep you awake on the road. Imagine a road that connects from, let's say, for instance, from Pretoria to Durban. That road doesn't have curves, no toll gates, no hills, no mountains. It's just straight. To someone, it could be a stress-free road.
Yeah.
But that road would definitely be dangerous to lives, because people were going to sleep behind their steering wheels. So stress on its own is good. However, it depends on how one manages it. Imagine if, because the traffic light or the robot is red and you are rushing, you are late for work, and you decide to beat the robot, obviously you wouldn't have managed that kind of stress well, and that would end up leading to other complications. Then stress on its own, whether it's related, school related, you know, anything that you can think of, can lead to nightmares.
Okay, Murithi, let's just take a break, and then we are coming back to talk to you some more on this, because now it has even turned into a research that was done for the whole world that people are experiencing. I guess it's the stress, and so we can connect the nightmares to the stress. But all right, let's take a break. We are coming back with you very soon. Let's take the sounds of cheer celebration, then the news. And when we come back from traffic, we are still with Pastor Lufuno Negotam.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The sounds of Ntokozo Mbambo being featured there by Halal Africa. Oh, is she the one featuring Halal Africa? And the song is Power Belongs to You. Yes, we are taking back our power that has been given unto us by the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. When nightmares are concerned, we are winning this battle through the help of the Lord. And yes, we have heard of the research that has been done out there where people are experiencing nightmares because of COVID-19, because of circumstances, because of things they have been going through in life. And we have heard what brings about them, the explanation, who's legible, the spiritual side as well. Let me quickly read some of the messages. I am still with Pastor Lufuno Negota, and we are still talking Uar nightmares. And so I received some of the messages there from family members that wrote in onto our WhatsApp space to talk a little bit more about some nightmares. And I'll be coming back to you, Murithi, on these. And so we have Obu James Ferdinand von Zale, who started first, and he says that nightmares have a logical explanation. And he says, I had a logical explanation. Okay, no. He says, I had a logical explanation for my nightmares. It was because of post-traumatic stress disorder, been in several traumatic incidents, but God. And so he praises the Lord that at the end of it all, but God came through for him. And he says, God healed me through intensive prayer and giving all to him. Hence, the word of God says in Proverbs 4:23, we must guard our hearts, not watching things that can provoke it. Often, we are the authors of our nightmares. Obut. All right, and Haneke Swart, hello my queen, and she says, good day, about nightmares. Nightmares are caused mainly by lack of drinking water. When the brain becomes dehydrated, nightmares follows. When drinking enough water, to my own experience, I do not have any nightmares anymore. Bad experiences or watching bad stuff on TV could influence dreams as well. Thank you so much, Obud, and thank you, my queen, Aniki. We are back with Pastor Lufuno Negota. We are summing up our talk for today. I said that I will host him together with Mpumi, who has been experiencing these for years, since she was very young. Murithi, you were talking about the courses, and you were responding on what Haneke and Obu James Ferdinand von Zale spoke about, where their nightmares were concerned. Obu James Ferdinand von Zale mentioned post-traumatic disorder as well. Post-trauma, let me not say disorder, but let me say post-trauma. Haneke mentioned a lack of water, and you were just about to talk about that as a way of wrapping up.
Yes, thank you very much. Post-traumatic stress disorder is one of the causes of, the nightmares. And, it has been evident that patients that were diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder would experience a lot of nightmares. And yes, the issue with water, volume depletion, or where now the body is not having sufficient water supply or water, does cause a lot of things. And obviously it would affect the brains and all other things. Then following up to wrapping up with the causes, I would say other causes would be anxiety. When you are anxious, there's a high chance that you would experience nightmares. And sleep deprivation, where one is unable to sleep enough, or insomnia is therefore associated with increased risk of nightmares. And some medication, for example, some of the antidepressants, some of the hypertensive drugs, or even some of the antiretroviral drugs have got these tendencies of making people experience nightmares. And substance abuse and other mental health disorders, including other medical conditions like your cancer, your heart diseases. So there are lots of factors that contribute to nightmares. We cannot only rule out, or focus on one thing to say, okay, if you watch scary books or scary movies, just like in my case, I never watched anything. You know, it was purely schoolwork, but for some reason, then that happened. So these are things that need to be considered serious and of concern. But we are grateful that with God's help, when we are praying, when we are seeking medical help, counseling, it is kind of assisting to then manage this problem.
Sure. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much, Muruti. Now I understand why you were saying it needs to be a concern if a child always experiences nightmares as well, because all these factors need to be looked into as well. If a person is experiencing these daily or almost daily, then it's a reason for concern. Muruti, thank you so much for sharing these. I know you'll be coming back with Bumi, who'll be sharing her journey. I'm hoping that I will be hosting both of you so we can wrap this talk in a nice way together. But also, now it brings about the clarity why are people now diagnosed or showing forth with a lot of nightmares after the traumatic experience. It's because of the trauma now, which makes it clear. The trauma of losing loved ones, the trauma of losing a whole lot of things to COVID-19, the effects, the aftermath of COVID-19. Muruti, I'm going to ask you to pray for God's people for just the minute that we have, those that are experiencing these, the children, from the children to the adults who are experiencing this, because we also have a spiritual side to it as well. Mm. And we are able to break through, we are able to stand. The power belongs to our Lord of Lords and our King of Kings. Can you just take us through that prayer in a minute that we have?
Thank you. Okay. Father, in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, we rise against the spirit of nightmares that is tormenting our people, our children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we put that spirit under subjection in the name of Jesus Christ, and we decree that your people are free in the name of Jesus Christ. They will never be haunted by this spirit any longer. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever this spirit has taken advantage and gripped their lives, I decree that by the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, they are free from his grip right now, in Jesus' mighty name, in the name of Jesus. Whoever is spending sleepless nights because of the torment by this spirit, I decree their freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall sleep like babies. As I claim it done. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Muruti, for ministering unto the family. And we are believing that God is freeing His people from all these clashes, you know, breaking every chain. I think COVID-19 came with so many things, Muruti, that are affecting the after effects. We can all feel these, hey? We can feel these. But we thank God. But we thank God who is freeing His people at this moment in time. Muruti, for family members who would like to talk to you directly, how do they get hold of you?
All right. And I would I would love to apologize for the network issues. They just opted to intermittently connect and disconnect. You know, apologies to the family. And for those that would love to contact me, they can contact me at my cell phone number 083-618-4718 or at my Facebook page Rufuno Nakota.
So thank you
available.
So much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Muruti. We will be back with you, Limpumi, to share more. And we take it also from there. But we thank God who's bringing clarity to certain matters. May the Lord keep you and bless you. Thank you so much for the moment that you have given unto us to minister unto God's people.
It's my pleasure. I'm humbled.
My son.
Bless you. Amen.
And family, you can talk to Muruti on 083-618-4718. 083-618-4718. That's the number that you can call him or find him on Facebook as Lufuno Nekota. Lufuno Nekota. 083-618-4718. Or Lufuno Nekota on Facebook. We are now going to be connecting to Uputelo Okankosi Udlamini, and we are talking greatness.
On Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.